This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Retired New York Judge Michael Mukasey has been confirmed as the new U.S. Attorney General. The Senate yesterday approved his nomination 53-40. Mukasey initially was thought to be a shoo-in for the job until he hedged on a question about the interrogation technique known as waterboarding during his confirmation hearings. Mukasey refused to define the practice as torture, which raised the ire of Senate Democrats. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer had this to say.
Judge Mukasey is hardly perfect. He wouldn't be the person I would have nominated. But he's clearly head and shoulders better than what we would get. And that is not something to be dismissed.
The vote makes Mukasey the third person to head the Justice Department under President Bush. He'll inherit a department that members of both parties say suffered under the previous leadership of Alberto Gonzalez. Congress made some history yesterday and overrode a veto by President Bush for the first time. The Senate voted 79-14 to override President Bush and pass the Water Resources Development Act. The legislation approves new projects to help parts of Louisiana that were ravaged during Hurricane Katrina. The bill also authorizes a $1.9 billion program to build river diversions, restore barrier islands, and create marshlands in Louisiana coastal areas. The bill also approves money for individual congressional districts. And the devastation caused by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita is still impacting the lives of survivors. You know all those FEMA trailers storm victims have been living in Louisiana and Mississippi? Well, officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency are now telling their workers to stay out of the thousands of them in storage because of concerns about hazardous fumes. But the agency's concerns apparently don't apply to the more than 40,000 trailers being used by hurricane victims. A FEMA spokeswoman says formaldehyde emission levels rise when the trailers are closed up in heat and humidity without ventilation, as they are when they're in storage. Many people living in FEMA trailers have asked to be moved because of concerns about contamination, and hundreds have filed suit against trailer manufacturers. So they say their health has been put at risk. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Rach.